This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the stable and constructive ties between India and China will contribute significantly to regional and global peace and prosperity. The Prime Minister also emphasized the importance of maintaining peace and tranquility on the India-China border and reiterated India's commitment to a fair, reasonable and mutually acceptable resolution of the boundary question. Prime Minister stated this after the meeting with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Yi handed over a message and invitation from Chinese President Xi Jinping to the Prime Minister for the SCO summit being held in Tianjin. The government has approved development of Greenfield Airport at Kota Bundi in Rajasthan at an estimated cost of 1,507 crore rupees. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav announced the Union Cabinet's decision while briefing media in New Delhi yesterday.
Greenfield Airport, naya airport banega Kota Bundi Airport. Kareeb 20,000 square meter ki terminal building banegi, 3,200 meter ka runway banega, 1,000 acre jameen Rajasthan sarkar iske liye free of cost de rahi hai, aur kareeb 1507 crore rupaye ka investment isme aayega. Capacity iski hogi 2 million passengers per annum.
Cabinet has also approved construction of 6-lane access control capital region ring road in Odisha at a cost of over 8,307 crore rupees. The National Democratic Alliance NDA's vice presidential candidate C.P. Radhakrishnan will file his nomination today. All NDA leaders will participate in the nomination filing process. During the NDA parliamentary party meeting, which was held in New Delhi yesterday, Prime Minister Modi introduced NDA's vice presidential candidate C.P. Radhakrishnan and felicitated him. Briefing media after the meeting, Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that Prime Minister Modi appealed to all MPs, including those from the opposition, to elect him unanimously.
आदरणीय प्रधानमंत्री जी की ओर से पूरे विपक्ष के साथियों को भी विशेष करके अपील किया है कि श्री सीपी राधाकृष्ण जी का सर्वसम्मति से समर्थन करें। आदरणीय राजनाथ सिंह जी सबसे बात भी कर रहे हैं और हम चाहते हैं कि एक साथ मिलकर के उपराष्ट्रपति जी का चुनाव में सर्वसम्मति से राधाकृष्ण जी का सपोर्ट करें तो हमारा लोकतंत्र के लिए भी हमारा देश के लिए भी और राज्यसभा को संचालन करने में भी बहुत उपयोगी होगी।
Meanwhile, opposition INDIA bloc has fielded former Supreme Court Judge B. Sudarshan Reddy as his candidate for the vice presidential election. The vice presidential election will be held on the 9th of next month. External Affairs Mr. Dr. S. Jaishankar will co-chair the 26th session of the India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Trade, Economic, Scientific, Technological and Cultural Cooperation today. Dr. Jaishankar will also address the India-Russia Business Forum meeting in Moscow. The External Affairs Minister arrived in Moscow last evening on a 3-day official visit to Russia. During the visit, the External Affairs Minister will also meet Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and review the bilateral agenda and share perspective on regional and global issues. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Onta Simria project in Bihar's Gaya. The project includes a nearly 2-kilometer-long bridge over River Ganga, which will provide direct connectivity between Mokama in Patna district and Begusarai. Briefing the media in New Delhi, National Highway Authority of India member Anil Chaudhary informed that this bridge has been constructed parallel to the old 2-lane rail-cum-road bridge Rajendra Setu. He added that the new bridge will reduce extra travel distance by up to 100 kilometers for the heavy vehicles travelling between regions of North Bihar and South Bihar. At least 21 people have died in the last 4 days due to rain and flood-related incidents across Maharashtra. The torrential rains still continue in Mumbai, Thane, Palghar, Konkan and other parts of Maharashtra on the fourth consecutive day. And women's under-17 team will begin the SAAF Under-17 Women's Championship 2025 campaign with a clash against Nepal at the Chanlimthang Stadium in Thimphu, Bhutan today. In the 16th Asian Shooting Championships, Rashmika Sehgal has won gold, India's third individual yellow medal on day two of the competition at Shymkent in Kazakhstan. Rashmika clinched the junior women's air pistol crown yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.